Yes, it can be Israelis too, but it's not based. It's not necessarily based upon Israelis. Because there is a halacha, Havira, there is a Sodeh Havira, Shaloitra, should say also must pay. The question is, how much must he pay? Certainly there is no Israelis, there is no promise.
So what's the obligation
of to pay for work. He worked for me. So I received the benefit of the work, so I have to pay for the work. If there was an agreement, so then he has to pay according to the agreement. Otherwise, I pay. If he worked and there was an agreement that he should pay him $10 a day, he has to pay him $10 a day. But if there was no promise, so just pay him $10 a day. As much as it's worth.
But how long? Why shouldn't all boys have the same thing? Someone wants to money, so you got to have help with that money, they want you.
No, there is no such a law. For that law, if pay all you have. You have to pay for the work. All right, now, so now let's apply it to Ksuvim. Let's apply it to Ksuvim. There is still a third shittim. In other words, so we see that the shita of the Rosh Chaim is that Shmita is Nishamet Eretz. Shmita is Nishamet Eretz. But Chasocher is not Nishamet until it is not in the New Rebbe because it's not in the Golem. So there is no Aloche that Shmita is not Nishamet Chanuis and Chasocher. Then the Rosh Shita is that Shmita is not Nishamet. The Rosh and the Tur Shita is that Shmita is not Nishamet. Chivet Avert and Chivet of Yisrael. And Dr. Yuve converted into a Chayv of Yisrael. Now, Teisus, he said, I'll mention the Teisus later, I mean, this Teisus here. Of course, the same Teisus is in it. But the Teisus, he said, is that Shmite is Mishamim only our way, not Yisrael. And the counter. You see, according to the law, so Shmite is Mishamim to Chayv of Yisrael. But our way is a Chayv of Yisrael. So maybe if somebody will execute the Shtar Yisrael, then Shmita will intervene, so Shmita will be Mishamet. According to Teisus, no. When the Torah speaks of Shmita, it speaks of what? It deals with our voice. So Shmita is Mishamet our voice. And the reason is why Hakov Chanus is not canceled by Shmita is because Hakov Chanus is not our voice. And Echim of Yisrael is not to our voice. To our voice is also Yisrael. But it is highly based upon Matmoy. So Shmita is Nishamet al Moy. That's all. It's not Nishamet anything else. It's not Nishamet anything else. And only al Moy. So the reason why Hakos Chamus and Chasoch and Shmita is not Nishamet is because it's not al Moy. So then the question arises, according to Teisus, so what's the effect of Zokvei Bimyuve? So that will still end. So that way, so we have three shittas. We have the shittah of the Mordechai, the Shmita is Nishamet also. But it has to be the reason why Hakov Chanus is not Nishamet, because that's in the Rigot. We have the shittah of the Rosh, the Shmita is only Nishamet, the Chiv of Yisrael. And that Hakov Chanus and Chasochir, so it's not the Chiv of Yisrael. But if Dr. Yuve becomes converted into the Chiv of Yisrael. And we have the shittah of Teisus, the Shmita is only Nishamet, our boy. What is the effect of the Dr. Yuve? We'll see. So we appreciate it, yes, right?
According to the tour about all these bubbles, so is this the same, this entire stuff that we're talking about, is this the same entire stuff that like go to something about Bolshev?
Here it's already accumulated to that sum in accordance to the practice of people. Or let's say if he doesn't have that arrangement, you know, that at regular intervals he does work. Let's say he just a worker that was hired once and not many times. So then there is always Chasochir. If he's the kind of worker who is regularly employed, you see, at certain intervals, and if he's not charged until it accumulates a certain sum, so when will the either the love of the soul only when it has already accumulated?
So if that's the case, so in other words, it's almost immediately, just automatically becomes, it automatically becomes something we welcome. I mean, there's no action, there's no action being done at all.
If there is a custom prevailing that the rabbi shouldn't be charged until a certain sum will be accumulated, so then he will not, the love of the Sochin HaSochir Abeitia will not apply until it will accumulate that sum. But if there is no such custom prevailing between the Balabayit and the Teyal, so then for each piece of work, there is a love of the Sochin HaSochir Abeitia. Now today, today there is no such practice prevailing that the Balabayit should be charged only after a certain sum is accumulated. So today the practice is that work done has to be collected. So then we saw this house. So we have the channel with the fly immediately.
One second.
I just want to make. Now, so there are three sheets. Now let's apply it to two. Now, I have to begin with the Tetzis Rii Pshat, even though the Tetzis Rii Pshat is very complicated. Because the Tetzis Rii is the only one who really mentions the Pshat in that Gemara, Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, all the other Rishonim here, the Ramban, nor the Rishbon, nor the Ritzvon, nor the Ram. No one mentions any Pshat in the Gemara. No one says anything. No one. Rashi doesn't say anything either. He says, וכיסקרול ובאמיסה במיובה, ונחתו לו משום שובה ומייסה בזן, שאין אין משמי, ויכולו להם שם שטחי. So in other words, one thing is appears from Rashi. He does not agree with the sheet of the Molach. Because from Rashi, it's according to Molach, there is no Allah has that case that Chay, how boy is Mishami. Any Chay is Mishami. But the Rashi emphasizes, because food is not with the Milve, so it changes from Mitzuve, from the Chay of Mitzuve into the Chay of Mishtachay. So in other words, according to the Mordechai, there is no distinction between one chayim and the other. It's Allah, it has to be in it and going. So from Rashi, it only appears that he doesn't agree with the Gemara. But let's see, how does the Tetzis Rii explain this Gemara? Now let's put in the Tetzis Rii. The Tetzis Rii obviously agrees with the Gemara. The Tetzis Rii says it first. Rabo am shitiski mitiski ich mich mir nicht mehr pog ma von sich zu gott vor doch war von sich mit pog mo und mein ist ein skop in die neue wem ich hatte mal die oh der third word da am ist pure super wie kein wie gewein in ja el und sein wie u ka kommt man schon die sehen sind zu was zu so we wo ich finde aber die und ich mache mich am mit wie rat so am shitiski tief fram ich doch war schon die zwei in die Ostrien, Ostrien und Belige, Ostrien und Belige, Umschamet, Avo, bis die Mulechut los. So what does he call Doctrine Milve, if there was a Kriya? What does it mean if there was a Kriya, so then it's already immediately going? If there was a Kriya, so in other words, that means that it's already immediately going. So that's in line with the Mordechai Pshat, we see. So Rav says both are required. First of all, she should present the claim, the demand. Because if the demand is not presented, so then it's nothing to be got again. It's nothing to be got again. But talking to you itself is not enough if there has to be part payment at all. Why? So, Miskov Milve Mishat, it's not. Sugar the kindly, we combine the other one day. We look at cold margin is in the vast to Voto, which we never eat it, whom she walk in Shabbat. We have so much to eat it. Tifa Mitoto, a short in the beginning, Oskin and Bill Eagles in Shabbat, Abu with similar cool boy. She is lame out with by a midway short ash, the Lunzinity rate, the Rabon down to the Almond Zinnes, Tavon Tishin for Saki to Voto, I need to be there. You can't go to the beginning of a short which we never eat it. Wie moi pogmo, af al tische te zwotom bedien. In moi pogmo, af al tische te zwotom bedien, dat min zog po af al tische loi, zog po gloi pogmo, zog po gloi pogmo, en mich am, en mich am et. So wat zog po, she, der steht schritt kong, if she made it a man. Tvor. So, Zot Tvor, Vloi Pog, Moi Nishamel. Why not? Ishemo Nispashru, Vloi Tig Veachshok, Suvoto. Vitiya Nidenet Mehen. Ishim Hoche Boit Avaye, Ptime Utife, Ushmuel Tova, Beinskim Duchuz, Beinskim Duchuz. Da li daite di bai u itrik zu vosso u krine bei u krine bei u hige u shamete. Now what's the chapter? Now the thesis read is based upon a machlekes between Anshi Golem and Anshi Yehude. Now we pass for like Anshi Golem and this Gemore is also based upon Anshi Golem. Now the Alochi needs to say that according to the thesis read, the whole Gemore, the machlekes Rav and Shmuel applies only to the Ksuvah and Almoneh, not to the Ksuvah before him. Only the Ksuvah and Almoneh, because the Alochi is by Almoneh, that the Almoneh is entitled to have Nidenes from the Ksuvah. And until she gets paid the Ksuvah, until she collects the Ksuvah, so she's entitled to be supported by the Ksuvah. The moment she collects the Ksuvah, then the Ksuvah don't have to support. So the obligation of supporting the Almoneh is contingent upon the non-payment of the Ksuvah. The moment the Ksuvah is paid, so then there is no Nidenes due to the Almoneh. There is a machlokes between Anshi Yehud and Anshi Golem. Now suppose the Yisraelim say to the Almoneh, we owe you the 200 Jews. Here you have it. But the Almoneh says, I don't want to collect the Ksuvah. Because I collect the Ksuvah, I'll use up the 200 Jews in no time. I prefer to be supported by you all my life. True, the support all my life will be maybe 100-fold. But that's the way I prefer. So then there's a machlokes between the Anshi Yehud and the Anshi Golem. The Anshi Yehud say that the Yisraelim have the option. And the Yisraelim can say to the Ishe, here you have the Ksuvah, and get away from us. And she cannot say, I want to be supported by you. The Anshi Golem say no. The Ishe can say no. I don't want it. The option is always, according to Anshi Golem, the option is always with the Ishe, with our money. If the Ishe decides to collect it through the Ola, so then the Ishe cannot say, we prefer to support you instead of giving you both some of truth. No, the Ishe can say, I want the truth. But if the Ishe decides, no, she wants to be supported all alive, so even though the Ishe are willing to pay her the Ksuvah, so she can say, no, I don't want to collect the truth. I want to be supported. And we pass from light and she goes. We pass from light and she goes. So the thesis 3 explains this Gemara also according to Anshi Golem. Also according to Anshi Golem. Now, so and therefore he applies this whole Gemara of Achleitus Rabbi Shmuel Dafke to Ksuvah and Almoneh, not to Ksuvah Gush. Because by Gush there is no Midei. Only by Almoneh there is Midei. So Mele, he said as follows, the reason is why Rav says the Ksuvah is only Mishameter after two things are done, Gime and Skif. What does Gime mean? It means part payment. In other words, let's say, only if she collected part of the Ksuvah. That's one thing. And then the rest is of the Yolo of Yerud. So what does it mean? Now, then there is another Chidesh. There is another Chidesh by the thesis 3. The thesis, there is a machlokes in the Braise in Ksuvah between Rabbonon and Rav Shimon Gamliel. There is a machlokes as to whether if an Isha sells part of the Ksuvah. If the Isha sells the whole Ksuvah to someone, then she loses the life of the day. That's according to everyone. If she sells the whole Ksuvah to someone, then she loses the life of the day. She cannot win any Midenes from the day. But suppose she sells only part of the Ksuvah to someone. So Rav Shimon Gamliel says that if she sells, even if she sold the part of the Ksuvah to someone, she already loses the life of the day. And the Rabbonon of Rav Shimon Gamliel say that only if she sold the whole Ksuvah to someone, then she loses the right to live. But if she sold part of the Ksuvah to someone, she she doesn't lose the right of saying it. That's the machlokes in Rav Rashi. The Tesis 3 applies it also to the case where she received past payments of the school. Past payments, in other words, he said, the court is Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, who said, that where he just sold part of the school, she loses the mizaneh, she loses the right of mizaneh, so maybe she received past payments of the school, which also loses the right of mizaneh. According to Rabbon, who said, that if an isha sold part of the ksuvah to someone, she doesn't lose the right to mizaneh. So maybe if she gets part payment of the ksuvah, she doesn't lose right to the mizaneh system. I don't know. So maybe Pogmo, so in the case of Pogmo, we pass like Rabbon. So in the case of Pogmo, the Louis Dogmo. So is she entitled to mizaneh? Yes. Even though she received part payment. So according to Rabbon, she's still entitled to mizaneh. She's still entitled to mizaneh. So, some male after Pogmo, after Tisha Loizok, Pogmo, the Loizok, for. So, Shmita is not Mishamis. Why? Because, why Ksuvah is not subject to cancellation by Shmita? Why? Because Ksuvah is first of all, until the, let's say, Ksuvah before, let's say, she's divorced, or before the husband dies, so of course it's not public translation, because then it's not in good Ethiopia. But even if Ksuvah, even if she divorced her, is not divorced her, even if the husband died already, even if the husband died already, so then it's much more public translation that by Ibushe, so the moment he divorced her, so it's public translation. Because then it's in for good. But when is there a machlokes? When is there a machlokes? The Rav Shmuel Dafke by Almoni. Why? Because by Almoni, the Zaloch says, even after the husband died, so how is it payable, the Ksuvah? In the form of Ksuvah or in the form of Ksuvah? So it's any good Gobay, not in the form of Ksuvah. It's any good Gobay in the form of Mizinah. And even if they say you want to pay up the Ksuvah, so the Isha can say, the Almoni can say, no, I don't want to collect the Ksuvah. You paid him his anus all my life. So in other words, how is the thing that we got it? Not that it's stupid. He paid his government as the day. So in the way, by super of our money, so he thinks that the shaman. Why? Because it has to be the following year. It has to be in the government. It's not in the government that it's stupid. It's in the government as the day. So Mela, even if it's Pogmo, she receives part payments of the Ksuvah. But as long as one foot is still remaining unpaid, so Mela, she is still entitled to be passed like the Rabbon of Shimon Gamliel. So she's still entitled to say to the Yisraelim, there is still one foot there and the Ksuvah there, due to me. So I don't want to collect that one foot there. You pay me the Ksuvah for my life. So in other words, so even if it's Pogmo, so it's seemingly going, it's not as the Ksuvah, but it's seemingly going out as the Zaynet. So it's not the following day. So Shmita cannot be Misham. So one second, one. That's Pogmo, the Roy Zokmo. Now, the Zokmo, the Roy Pogmo. Zokmo, the Roy Pogmo. So the thing is, he says, so also Sorab says that Shmita is not Misham either. Now, what does it mean? What does it mean, Zokmo, the Roy Pogmo? So what does it mean, Zokmo, the Roy Pogmo? So he says, so, because if it is Zokmo, what does it mean Zokmo? She made a demand. She made a demand for the Ksuvah. But now the moment she made a demand for Ksuvah, so then then the chiyuv mizaneh is pocket. If the isha made a demand for the whole ksuvah, so then the chiyuv mizaneh is pocket. The isha is entitled to be supported until she makes demand for the ksuvah. But the moment she makes a demand, an official demand for the ksuvah, then the ksuvah is not payable in the form of mizaneh. Then the ksuvah becomes payable how? Then the ksuvah becomes payable in the form of ksuvah. So it should be the Shalim, then it should be in the Rizabah. Especially in the case of Hogmog and Rizabah, so Rav says, Shemit is not the Shalim, because we pass like the Rabbon of Shem Gamliel, that part payment, the acceptance of part payment of the Ksuvay is not Mashiach the Gim Mizenes, the Chiyo Mizenes. So the Meile is not Mashiach the Chiyo Mizenes, so it's payable in Mizenes, it's not payable in Ksuvay, so Shemit is not the Shalim. So you can understand that why Pogmogolo is not for Shemit is not the Shalim. But why would Rav say that not for half of Mishalo is Pogmogolo? Also, Shemit is not the Shalim. That is to be explained. Now, if it's Zokvot, so it's made of the men. So then it's made of the men. So then it's payable already as a ksuvah. So the chiv of Mizenes is spotted from the Yisayim. So then it's aimed to evolve it. So he explains. So he says like this. Pir, ksuvah l'tan with the vayim of Yad or Mizenes. Yuka, cold mountain Mizenes in Tavah, ksuvah l'tan with the Yidus, in Tavah, in Tavah, in Tavah, in Tavah, in Tavah, in Tavah, ספרה מקצותו, ועשור ספרי עם ידים, עוד ספרים בלגידים, שמסמכת. אבל, בקסימו לחוד לוי, שיש לימה, לא יבאי אלו מיד לשור ההסקר. אלו מזיין יותר רצה, שרבונו. So it's problem of the result for, so it's still payable how? It's still payable out of the end, it's written how? It's written to Yigove how? It's written to Yigove in the form of Mizinus. Not in the form of Sulu. Da muss ich auch noch sehen, ich habe ein bisschen gesagt, was da ist Mizinus. Durch das, in der Zeit, in der Schor, ich bin über Yigove. Oh, bin one problem. I hope you should throw some with me. So then, it's not meeting Yigove between us with Enes. If it's already dropped for, so it's not meeting Yigove between us with Enes, but it's meeting Yigove between us with Enes. So then, Shmita should be Mishamei. So then he says, and it's still the Mishamei. The Shemo is passful, will receive the act of the water between the Enes. Mishmoche boi kabai kim ruskis. So what does it mean? Mean by it. Two, if she makes an official demand for the ksuveh, so then the chiv of Mizenes is spoken from the Yisayim. And the Yisayim, then the Yisayim already have the option, and they can pay up the ksuveh. And even the same Yisha, suppose the Yisha will make an official demand for the ksuveh. And the Yisayim will say, all right, fine, you want the ksuveh, we'll pay it. And then the Yisayim, offer the ksuveh to her, give her the ksuveh, make it surrender the ksuveh, the 200 zuz. And as the Yisayim offer the 200 zuz, she says to them, I changed my mind. I decided, why should I take it from her? How did you ask my mind for them? And stop meeting her, within her ability to change her mind. Because the moment she made an official demand to call the ksuveh, so then the chiv of Mizenes was fucked. So even if she changes her mind, so the Yisayim are agreement to say, no, never mind. You already decided to terminate the obligation of Mizenes from us to you. So now we are paying you the ksuveh. So you know now. So she cannot change her mind. But suppose the Yisha made an official member for the Yisayim. Sing for the ksuveh. And then the Yisayim said, all right, they are going to give her. And then she changed her mind, and she obtained the consent of the Yisayim too. Not to get paid. So then, the chiv of Mizenes can revert back. That's the chiddush that is mentioned in the page of three. In other words, even though it was Zokvor, even though an official demand was made, so still there is a possibility that there will be pshore, in other words, but there will be pshore and agreement between the Yisayim and the Yisha. And suppose there will be an agreement, so it's not on the basis of the new Yisrael. Because if it's on the basis of the new Yisrael, so then it's to be lost, it's to be stood on everything. No, so then it's certainly also of our Yisrael. He says, the Yisrael says that the reason why Rav says that it's not for a Beloi Pogmo, so he is not Mishamei, because even though it's not for, and she made an official demand, there is still a possibility of Ipshore. What do you mean Ipshore? In other words, she'll change her mind then, and the Yisayim will agree with her. We'll agree with her. So in the Melee, it's for your sort of our need. So it's a raya that if there is Ipshore, if she changes her mind and the Yisayim agree with her, so then the original obligation of Mizenes is revived. It's true. If she makes enough, it will depend upon the same. That they pay a bit to the, so then she loses her option. And she cannot change her mind. And if she changes her mind and the same say no, so then it's just too bad for her. So then she cannot demand within it. But suppose she changes her mind and the same agree, and the same consent, so then the obligation of the Zenit is revised. The original obligation of the Zenit is revised. So Meile Rav says, in order that Shnike should be Mishamei, then it must be aiming for Bria with all certainty. But if there is any possibility that this Chayit will not be Nigve, so then it's not subject to cancellation by Shnike. So Meile, if it's possible or it's not for, so then it's certainly Shnike is not Mishamei. Then it's a double portion. Because we pass by Rabbanus of Shingamliel, that acceptance of part payment does not terminate the obligation of Zenith. So if it's not, if the obligation of Zenith is not terminated, so that means that Suge is payable how? In Zenith. It's not even neatly voted. It's not neatly voted, how to do. It's neatly in Zenith, not in voted. So it's fortunate that's why I said, the problem of the Louis of Paul. So it's in the Shamedi. Because then it's not need to agree, it's need to invade, it's not agree. But Rav also says, Dr. Louis Popo, Smith is not the Shamedi. Why? But Dr. Louis Popo, so then the obligation of the Venus already was Poka, so then three, in order that they should be the Shamedi, so then the Gvir must be certain. But if there is any possibility that in the end, the debt will not be collected. So then, if it's likely that in the end the debt will not be collected, so then Shmita is not Mishamei. So even though it's up for, but there is still a possibility of the Pshore, and if there is a Pshore, there will be an agreement. So then, she'll be able to change her mind and revise the obligation of Mizeinet, and then the Ksuve will again be payable as Mizeinet rather than as the Ksuve. So Mimele is not Mohalim. As long as there is a possibility that it will not be collected. So Zokfor, Rav says that Shmita is not Mishamei, because if it's Pogmo, it's not Pogmo, it's not Pogmo, it's not Pogmo, so it's not literally Ligvi at all, it's literally Vain. Pogmo, Zokfor, Pogmo, so then it's literally Ligvi. But literally Ligvi is not enough. It says, the Gvir must be a certainty. If there is a possibility that there will never be any Gvir, so then it's not the following Yiddish. Now you can assess the Kashe. Now in every case, how can Shmita be Mishamei? There is always a possibility maybe it will be Mecho. So Shmita should never be Mishamei. The answer is Mechila is considered like the Roy. So you see, that's Gvir. You see, if it's Mincho, so it's considered Nifra. So in other words, so we cannot say every chayv does not come with new Yiddish, because there is always possibility maybe you wait the death, you'll be made for that. No, because if you be made for that, so it will also be considered as mitzvah. But in this case, since we pshore, the obligation of mitzvahs can be revised, so that then it means that there is a possibility that the death will never be realized, will never be collected. So then it doesn't come within the aloha of Yiddish, and Shmita is not Misham. Now, that's right. What does Shmuel say? Shmuel says, Beit Gimel Luchud, the Shmuel says, Beit Gimel Luchud, and Beit the Skut of Luchud, Shai the Daiti, the Baya Yiddish to Vosso, Utrinebei Lo Yiddish. Utrinebei Lo Yiddish. So Shmuel says that the Zokfor alone is enough, so Zokfor alone is enough according to Shmuel, we understand. Because Shmuel is Chaykan Rav holds if there is a possibility that the Gvir will not be realized, so then Shmuel is not Mishamei. Shmuel is Chaykan that is. As long as it's Nitin Rigomei, even though there is a possibility that Gvir will not be realized, so Shmuel can be Mishamei. So we understand that's why Shmuel says, Zokfor v'lo Kogmo, Shmuel is Mishamei. But why does Shmuel say, that Pogmo, Afalpi Shalui Zokfor, Kogmo Afalpi Shaloi Zokfo. So Shmita is Mishamri. So Shmuel holds, so one way of saying it is because Shmuel holds, we can say that Shmuel holds that if she receives part payment, then the Chiv of Mizinus is pocket. The Chiv of Mizinus is pocket. In other words, it's true that Rabbon of Rabshim Gamliel says that Moho mixes to bottom. So there is the Chiv of Mizinus is not pocket. That means only more. But if she receives part payment of the Tzuve, then even the Rabbon of Rabshim Gamliel are made it. That the Chiv of Mizinus is pocket. In other words, because there is no Machloket. There is no machloket between Rabbon and Rabshim Gamliel in regard to the exceptions of part payment. The machloket between Rabbon and Rabshim Gamliel is in regard to the case where she sold part of the tzuve. So the thing we say is a little bit of that according to Rabbon, that the sale of part of the tzuve is not mafkir the chiv of mizinus, so also acceptance of part payment of the tzuve is not mafkir the chiv of mizinus either. So that's how Rav holds. But Shmuel, Yom Yechelet, and Shmuel can say that Rabbon only holds that the sale of part of the tzuve is not mafkir the chiv of mizinus. But the acceptance of part payment of the tzuve, acceptance of part payment of the tzuve, that is mafkir the chiv of mizinus. So the mele, pogmo achalpi tzuve zokfo, and zokfo achalpi tzuve pogmo. So the mele is nitnui tzuve, and since it's nitnui tzuve, so the mele, it comes within the law of the Yiddish, so it's nitnui tzuve. Now, of course, so according to the Tzitzit 3, so the whole machlokes of Rabbi Shmuel deals with the tzuve of an almona, not the tzuve of a kushin. However, the Rambam is so he mentions that halacha, machlokes of Rabbi Shmuel, regarding the tzuve of a grush. So in other words, the Rambam certainly cannot explain this gemara, this machlokes of Rabbi Shmuel, the same way as it is a tree. But anyway, it's right now. So I have another shiur. So that we'll discuss Sunday. And Sunday I want to have a long shiur because I would like to cover up to the next year.
Now, I mentioned before that Luke has a faith that will be extended under the law from the beginning of the second theory until the meeting of the focus. Now, just explain the gemara according to Tosfos 3. Now, Tosfos 3, according to Tosfos 3, the Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel deals that with the tzuve of an almona, not with the tzuve of a grush. Now, we talk to me that the tzuve of an almona, we talk to like the Mongolian, like the anti-Mongolian, until the Yisrael collects the tzuva, so he has the option to demand the tzuva supported by the state. And even though very supported by the state might be 1,000-fold times the tzuva, so it's still held out. And even if the Machlokes is in the Yehuda and the Zohar, the Yehuda says that the Yisrael can tell the Yisrael, especially by the Yisrael, that until the Tzuva is saved, the Yisrael might not be able to perform the Yisrael. But The question is, suppose you say to me, want to kill that big thing, and Jesus says, no, I want to get rid of it, I don't want to let it go. So the leader says, well, still, you say you have this life, and the goal is very low. The leader says that, you say to the Ukrainian, I want to get rid of it, I don't want to let it go. Now, the imitators between Rabbanim and Rabbanim, in Rabbanim's image, there is an outside world, there is an imitator between Rabbanim and Rabbanim, as to whether in the case where the usual fell part of the spirit, if you still entitled them to it. So Rabbanim says, if you still say, if you fell part of the spirit, so then to lose it, the life of the living. And Rabbanim says no. He doesn't leave the light in the village unless he sold the whole spirit. If he still sold part of the spirit, he doesn't leave the light in the village. Now, so the previous week says, he said it in connection with God, he said it explicitly, that according to the Adonis, the Nisha does not leave the light of the spirit, does not leave the light of the spirit, he keeps the own part of the spirit. The Nisha does not leave the light in the village. If you say then you part of the sugar, so the same thing with the ground, the same thing with the money is being part-payment of the sugar. So you does not lose the life in the business. So the name of you explain to the family that the mistake is having to work dealing with the sugar in my money, not with the sugar of the sugar. That says, maybe if I see any commercial, that one is a two green tree. So both have to be clear. First of all, people in the river and people. What is two green tree according to the tree? Two green means that you must make it a name for the tree. You must make it a name for the tree. Now, so apparently, it is a tree that leaves you the people of the water. The people in the river means putting it in the ledger. What is putting the ledger mean? It means must an indication. In other words, is the Balakamis indicate that he has the intention to collect? So then he will be sent. Because according to the Shemordechai, he doesn't even sign anything. Not that true. Not that same thing of our word. Anything. Not that you say what it's like. You can be becoming a Scottish family, Kharkov, or anything. But a Scottish family from Kharkov is usually that his family, because usually very in family, that kind of a page which is very good. Now, by a Scottish family, so the practice of the Muslim word, that when a person was something like money, so he did not put it in the ledger as well, but he put it on a separate piece of paper. And then when he bought another item on Friday, so the Baya Hamid put it on another piece of paper. When all the things accumulated to a certain sum, so then the Baya Hamid would put it in the ledger. What does this mean? This meant that it was already the intention of the Baya Hamid to collect. And here, he made up his mind to collect, he didn't put it down in the ledger. But when he went to the accumulate the first sum, then it was the intention of the Baya Hamid to charge him and to collect it. So maybe then it was anything better. But I'm sure that time it was not anything better. So what is that really mean? The meaning of the Mordechai says, it means when the Baya Hamid put it down in the ledger. And by talking about the intention, when the payout put down in the ledger. So it is to use the word many times. And then the services accumulated to a certain time, so then the payout put it down in the red. So that means that the indicator, the intention of charge of human collection. So the mayor is within the red. Now, according to the law, I will do this particularly in the same thing, the old payment are subject to cancellation by people. God is not doing it in heaven. Hamal is having a life of so you need to intervene Kirchhoff ist etwas von mir, so der in Statisanis, weil ich das ist nach dem Leben, nur dann. So das will ich nicht nach, ob ich von mir hier in Statisanis. And just for a year there, when he made an indication that he returns to Colorado, so the reason he did that, some more, just for me, the answer there, some of the three, that he made his name, he made his name, he made his name. Now, many of you made his name, but don't really tell me. So in other words, it's so easy to work, so easy to work, so this day, and here, so the simple truth mentions that the demands must be back in birth. The demands must be made back in birth. Now, if I have a family, so it's not necessary in order to be subject to consideration by teachers that the demands be made in birth. It doesn't make any difference how the demands are made. Even if the demand is made in parental birth, and even if no demand is lower, no simple demand is made. As long as there is an indication that he intends to collect, so maybe he comes to consideration like this. But here, just for me, is the demand is made in both. Why? Because we are dealing here with a month, a diamond, a impact, like antigolium. The point of antigolium, the civil is not neutral, but unclear, the user, the size, to correct the spirit. In other words, how is the decision of the ether manifested? By making the dimension day and the dream day. So when the ether makes the demand, I want to make the dimension day to correct, and the demand for the spirit, so then to lose the vitamin day. And stand up from time, it's payable as a spirit, not as a day. But I'm here to make the dimension day. It's payable, not as a today, but it's payable as a day, so it's not into a year. So easy to use, just, so then easy to use just for, so then it is neutral to you. Here, it's according to Rav, it's not subject to consideration by three. Why? Because even though it's a living the life in the world, and it's payable in the form of spirit, it's usually the way where there is a possibility, that the user and the family may make it together and make a deal with them. And then the life of the world, the life of the world will be revived if they will make a deal with them. So it seems there is such a possibility, even though at the first, when the ether leaves, when I never knew the demand in birth, so that terminated her life in the earth, but still there is a possibility that she will change her mind, and the same will agree, will make it sure, so in the male, this really is not a certainty. So Rav holds, when is his subject to consideration by the ether, only when the Gvia is a certainty. But even the possibility that it will never be Nidre, it will never be collected, so then it's not the Chvalimidre. It's not the Chvalimidre. Now we cannot say, every Chayit, there is a possibility. Maybe it will be Lecho, so the answer is either be Nechilah, so that's considered like the Royal. So it is certain that it will be collected, because Nechilah is considered like the Royal. But in this case, it is the Almonet, maybe the man is for the children. But suppose to make it sure that we'll be the same after that, then the chiv of the Israelis will be revived. So the real is not a certainty. The real is not a certainty, so it's not the following reason. So the mele, it's not subject to cancellation by Jesus. So, Pogma belongs to us for the Torah, so then it's not the Shamete, because since it's Pogma, so then she's still entitled to Mizena. She's still entitled to Mizena. Now, she's entitled to Mizena, so the Mele, it's not equally going. It's not equally going. Why? Because we pass like Rabboni Rashim Gamriel. And just as the code is Rabboni Rashim Gamriel. According to Rabboni Rashim Gamriel.
So is he self-positive? He doesn't do the right thing in his in the same way he comes up with a second Gabriel. Is he accepts part payment of his career? He doesn't do the right thing in his either. So he never told more the Louis of war, so he is not the summit, because he still is entitled to him. So maybe the student is not his true behavior. It's payable in the form of his name, not in the form of truth. That's the reason why Paul of the law is up for. So he did not his family. Because it's not his true at all. Not for the law of war, so then it's not, it is his true behavior. Then it is payable in the form of student. But, in there is a possibility, he shall make it sure of his name. So the degree is not a certainty, because suppose she will make a charge in Shemi, then the faith of the Zaynes will be revived. So wherever there is a possibility that the faith will not be needed, so in the Mele, it doesn't come with the Mele. That's right. Shmuel, now Shmuel says, Zok for Achol Kishaloi Pogma. So Zok for Achol Kishaloi Pogma, we understand Shmuel. Why? Because Shmuel holds, that the mere possibility that the chiv will never be collected, that does not bring it within, bring it within religion. So in other words, as long as the almonic made a demanding basis for the children, so that terminated the obligation of Midenis, the chiv of Midenis. So anyway, at that point, the ksuba became nisim govet. So it's not to follow nisim. Even though there is a possibility that the Shulmikic Shore is insane, and the Shulmikic Shore is insane, so then the chiv of Mizaneh will be revived, and the ksuba will never be collected. But that's only a possibility. But at this moment, when the Isha leading the man invents for the children, so then the chiv of the Mizaneh was potter. So the male is peacefully governed, as long as it's peacefully governed, even though the dream is not a certainty, so it's subject to temperance like this. In other words, so there's a machlokes. So one point of issue between Rav and Shmuel is as whether a chiv that is inwardly governed, but the dream is not certain. So according to Rav, even though it's inwardly governed, but as long as there is a possibility that it will never be collected because of the choice between the same end that we share, so if the real is not a certainty, so then it is not the same. And according to Shmuel, as long as it's missing here, even though the real is not a certainty, so it's missing the same. That's Shmuel. Now, that's the machlokes in regard to Zok Pogma Pogma. Pogma v'li Zokpo. So Rav says, Pogma v'li Zokpo. So Shmita is not Mishamit. Why? Because Shmita is not Mishamit. Is not Mishamit. Because Dawah is like Rabbonah of Chashim Gamliel. And what does the Rabbonah of Chashim Gamliel say? Rabbonah of Chashim Gamliel says that if the Isha told part of the Tzuvah, so she's still entitled to Mizaneh, so later. So the same Aloch applies to a case where the Isha accepted part payment of the Tzuvah. So where, and Aloch is like Rabbonah of Chashim Gamliel. So that means that if the Isha accepted part payment of the Tzuvah, so the Chiv of Mizaneh still applies. And if the Chiv of Mizaneh still applies, so the Tzuvah is not to agree. The Tzuvah is not the Jewish real. So that's why she is not the Shammai, that's Rashi. And Shmuel apparently holds, no, that Pogma of his Lois of War, she is the Shammai. Why? Because Shmuel holds, the Machlokes between Rabban and Rabban Gamliel is only about the case where the Isha Galmon is sold part of the Tzuvah. So then the Rabban says, that the chiv of Mizaneh is not proper. Masha'inkei, if the Isha accepted part payment of the Tzuvah, then the Rabbanan made it that the chiv of Mizaneh is proper as long as he accepted part payment of the Tzuvah. So the chiv of Mizaneh is proper. If the chiv of Mizaneh is proper,
So, Mele, the Kinder, the Kinder,
according to us, we're concerned about reconciliation, and what's different for the Sedim or not?
What is it?
According to us, what's different for the Sedim or not, we're afraid of a Shoah. How does that constitute?
No, no. If he's off for the name, and she accepts something, and then we are sure that he's not going to make a result. In both things happen, he made a demand for the children, and she accepts the part-time, and then we are sure that he's not going to make a result. He's not going to save the money. If she just made a demand, and she didn't accept any part of the children's payment, so then there is a possibility that it's likely that she'll save the money. But if she made an end to the children, and she already accepted part payment, then we don't anticipate that she will save the money.
Okay.
Yes.
Why don't we include it for sure on the state of the Tom Kovar? Why is the more of the possibility of a sure of that it's stupid than let's say they got the other...
So why say it? I mean, you cannot ask, no, because we still is also the lawyer. So anyway, even if it will happen, that we are waiting the chayim. So there will be a chilah. So the chilah is considered a certainty, because the chilah is considered like the one.
And over here, what's the chilah in the story?
No, here is there will be a chilah. So through the moment the Isha makes it again for the chilah, then she loses her action. But if she changes her mind, and the chilah agrees, then the action is revised.
What's the story there in the according to Shmura? Why is there a chilah between them when she sells part of her tshuva? You say that the machoikis of Rabbani are assuming that we don't know what the when she sells it.
Well, I mean, if it is a tree didn't say it, I would say it has wrong. That the whole machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Matar, between Rabbanu and Rabbi Gamliel, is only regarding the case where the Isha sells the tshuva. But if the Isha, then the Rabbanu says that he doesn't prove the right of the tshuva. But if the Isha, if the Isha already accepted from the Ukrainian part payment of the silver, so then she will be the item in it. Now, this is more important that if the Isha demands investing the silver, so then she will be the item in it. So accepting part payment of the silver should not be worse than the Isha demand. I would say it to the Hathor, except that it is a free center. In Rav, a little bit of Rav, he said that the same equation between Rabbanan and Gamliel regards to the Isha, which you would tell part of the Tzuvah, applies to the case where the Isha accepts paternity. So that's Rav holds like that, but more or less. Now, so according to the case of Tzuvah, the whole equation between Rav and Shmuel is only in regard to the case where the issue is an amor. But not if the goshe. If the issue is a goshe, and now a goshe is not entitled to the goshe, so then it's like any other chay. Like a chanuz, prasokhina. So the Mishnah says the Shri, zok in the middle of it, that's all. So Rav couldn't say, if Zokho will talk more, so she is not the Shamit. But only in the case of Al-Mormon. So Al-Mormon, the Al-Lohi, the Jews like Antigone. So maybe he showed it as the option to demand the Zenith. If it is the Zenith, it will be 1,000 times the Tzuvah. So that means that the Tzuvah, the obligation of the Chim of the Tzuvah, is not payable as a Tzuvah. It's payable through the Lisa Shibud of Tzuvah. But how is it payable? How is it equally going? Not as a Tzuvah, it's equally going as a Zayn. Masha'inkei by Tzuvah. So then, it's the same thing Zokfor, so then Shvita begins, so it's Nisha. And then their Zokfor wouldn't have to be the clear investment. Here the thing is says that Zokfor means the clear investment. Because if there is no free investment, even though the Isha made all the indications to the Yitain that she intends to collect it, so then the Chiv of the Yitain applies, so it's not easily clear. Machiavelli by the Moshe, so it's not only
So good meaning like it's what it means by a commercial meeting and it's half of. All right. Now, let's see. So the reason, so the 53 says that the Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel has reference to Almon, not the Bush. However, the Rambam mentions that the Rabbi Bush, the Machlokes, is Machlokes. ותתנו לחצמית בני איבו, הלוכה יגבי, והלוכה יגבי. There is a very strange kashyotet. There is a very strange kashyotet in Cheshmishpe. He says that from the Rambam it's mashma, the Zokis, so the Shoshet mentioned that the horse and the tool, they say Zokis is a new Ramin, if he was to be a new man report. We said, however, from the Rosh Hashanah Rambam, it is much, much sad. The Zokis is a new Ramin means that the Hamad of the Deen. Well, I don't know where did the Shoshet saw it in the Rosh Hashanah Rambam. On the contrary, from the Rosh Hashanah Rambam, now here, the more I mentioned some of the beliefs. So the more I said, Tari Kalos Lishmoel. Eilis is not a Pitu. Now Eilis means me to Shema. And Tari, Tnat means me to Shema. Eilis means Eilis. And Tnat means me to Shema. And Pitu is also the Hamishim Kesef of Mifat. So Eilis is not a Pitu. Now all the three things, Eilis, Tnat, which means me to Shema, and Pitu, they're all Tnat. They're all Tnat. So, Uchtuva Tishos is off from the new one is something, the other one is something. Meilis are discovering the new one is at Amor Levin. So the price is, when is it discovering the new one is at Amor Levin? But you'll see how the Rambam passes it. The Rambam says, in the Chesnik of Yehudu, the Tess Alok Yedawa, he says as follows. Hakom et Chamu Yishen in Ismet, the most of new one is met. He doesn't say Amor Levin. Frasoche Yehudu Ismet, the industrial of new one is met. He doesn't say it's not what it means. Then, now, what he says, he says, Knot Mishal Eines Mishal Mishpate Vamit, Shemra Eines Mishmotis. The Zok from the New Ve, Mishmotis. And the Eines are Mishkof in the New Ve, Mishat Amor Begin. So where does he mention Amor Begin? Gabe Knot. Eines Mishpate Mishu Shemra. Then he mentions Amor Begin. Then, in the Wachi Yibimu, Hamidah is to say, he doesn't say like the Pesach Reed. Mishal Eines. But he says, Hamidah is And that is the fifth day to the Mashmite, and to what on his method. The Pogmoto is the portal of the new one is method. So here he doesn't say Amor Levin. He doesn't say Amor Levin. And of course, and rightly so, because the Rambam applies to the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, to a Grush. Now, Igrusha is not entitled to anything. So, Mela is good. And the Chiv of Ksuv is not Knaf. Knaf, the Allah is, that when does the Chiv arise only the Shat Mavim? Before Mavim, there is no Chiv at all. Some of you say that even before Mavim, then the Chiv, what is it, is a Mavim. But most of you say that it's by Knaf, before Amor Levin, before Mavim, there is no Chiv at all. Not even when Chiyu was in the command. So, Mele, God is not, so the Rambam holds that to the Bible says, Mele, you say, it's coming to you, maybe it's not the Deen. That means, it's coming to you, it's not the Deen. That's why God is that has reference to it, it's not the people, which is not the first issue. Four items are mentioned in the Bible. In it, Knaat, which is Shemra, Pitu, Mifate, all these three are Knaat. So the Chiyuv only arises at Amor Levin and Gmavi, and before that there is no Chiyuv at all. And then the fourth item, so he says it's not from Yuvet, it's something, you are doing something. So this Aloha of Zokhul Yuvet applies to all the four items. But the ain't saying, the only time he's talking to Yuvet is at Amor Levin, that according to the Rambam, has reference only to Enes Knaat and Pitu, but not to the Tisho. So the Tisho has nothing to do with Amor Levin. That's how it's mashma from the Roshes. From the Rosh Hashanah Rambam. So on the contrary, we see from the Rosh Hashanah Rambam, I mean the Pesachet is very plain. We see from the Rosh Hashanah Rambam that Dr. Gemilve does not mean Hamor Bedin. Dr. Gemilve, the Rambam can agree that the Pesach of Moshe Shemim it means Kovalei Zmali Pore. Kovalei Zmali Pore, in other words, is the Gemilve is Chayim. So then the old Chayim becomes paid up, and then the new Chayim is born. The new Chayim is the Chayim of Yitzchayim. That's why the Mishnah usually says, the Zohar the new way. So I have Chakob Chanu, the Zohar the new way is the Tamil. But, so this, we got the Chakob Chanu, Chakob Chanu is Monen, that's not. So the Chayim is all the time. But there is a Loche, that the Chayim of, Chayim is other than the Chayim of Yitzchayim, Shmiti is not Mishamim. Only the Chayim, which originally is Yitzchayim, Shmiti is Mishamim. It has to be a chayim. There is no chayim. This is what the Bible says. Name is I is Kofi Yuvan is a Hamad Medin. So even we got the Inus Nasa Pitu where the Rambam mentions it. So it doesn't mean that Hamad Medin, that's the definition of Zofi Yuvan. Zofi Yuvan means Kofi Yuvan is Kofi Yuvan is Kofi Yuvan. But by Knaas until Kmaldin, so there is no Kofi Yuvan is how? Kofi Yuvan is not effective. When can there be a Kivan Yilve in the Rizya Chayim? So then, the Kivan Yilve, in other words, he pays up the old Chayim by being Yitzchayim in new Chayim, in new of the old Chayim. But by Znaat and Tilt Mavim, there is no Chayim. There is nothing. So when can the Eilet of Knaas, the so-called Chayim of Eilet Knaas of Yitzchayim, be converted into the Chayim of Yitzchayim as the Mavim. Then it is a Chayim. But it is what kind of a Chayim is it? It's not the Chayim of Yitzchayim. So if after the Mavim, let's say the Me'anis or the Mishpate or the Mishishemra will say to the father, to say, now this Meyodus or this Hamishinus, I mean Mishishemra is Meyodus, by his father Hamishinus, so this Hamishim Zuz that I owe you is a Yisum Fateh. So I am paying you this by being Yitzchayim. 50 Zuz for the Chayim. So really, then it will be Yitzchayim Yuvay. But I'm still Mavim, even if they make that agreement, even if they, the Mesate or the Amit, make that agreement to the Father, so it's not how. So, but David Shuvay, he doesn't mention Nansha Hamaridi. He only mentions that with David Shuvay, it's already from Fatah and Mishemra, but not with David Amdalev. So, when the according to Rambam, when the Christ says, maybe it's from the Yusha Hamaridi, that is reference to Yusha Hamaridi, but he doesn't have reference to Ksuva. All right. Because the taste is free, Hamodidin, you see. The Rambam explains, understands the term Hamodidin in the sense of Gmardi, not just in the sense of clear debate, but in the sense of Gmardi. So the Meleh, since he understands it in the sense of Gmardi, so it must be limited only to Eilat Mishpatim Tishema, where the Chiyuv only arises Bishas Mardi, not clear debate. Machain came, that is the three. He applies this Gemara to Almoneh. So the bright also is referenced to Almoneh, not to Grushe. And by Almoneh, the halacha is that it's not in the Gobit, it's not written in here, until it's here is made in this. So he understands So he says that he says Amon Levine is reference to Shuva too. But what does Amon Levine mean? Not Marvin. It means clearly.
Why does this
translation
if he of course it's
Mordecai? No. But two according to the Mordecai. But here you are doing so if we are dealing with the Ksuva Vigrushe, so then it wouldn't have to be clearly based. But we are doing here for